Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, we're going to be talking about ESPN's Jay Williams here in this video because Jay Williams, guys, his contract is up in 3 months. And he was actually on Pat Beverly's podcast on Barstool Sports. And he pretty much exposed probably a lot about what we were actually thinking about ESPN that is pretty much all staged and is kind of fake. I was kind of surprised that he actually came out and addressed that. Now, it seems like he was kind of, I don't want to say dancing around it. Maybe he just wasn't as clear, but we got the clip here. You guys are going to be able to listen to it and draw your own conclusion here. But he is pretty much fed up with ESPN. I don't think he's going to be back, tell you the truth. I believe he's going to fill out his 3 months and then he's actually going to go out and do something else. So with that being said, guys, let's go ahead and dive into this. Look at this. Jay Williams addresses media future with ESPN contract set to expire in 3 months. Now, when you actually watch a show like ESPN First Take, remember Stephen A. Smith? When Skip Bayless was on there, Stephen A. Smith was actually going out there and he was slamming Tom Brady all the time. You know, he was the anti-Tom Brady guy. Skip Bayless was the pro-Tom Brady guy. And then Skip Bayless actually ends up going over to Undisputed on Fox. And Stephen A. Smith has Max Kellerman there. And then all of a sudden, Stephen A. Smith becomes the pro-Tom Brady guy. And of course, Max Kellerman falling off the cliff thing. Yeah, a complete 180. Well, I believe that Jay Williams has kind of addressed some of this here, guys. So let's get into it because we got this clip here of the podcast right here. And let's go ahead and roll this here and play it.
I got a tough question, Jay. And I'm going to let Ron, but I only got one. I'm going to let Ron handle the rest. But I got a tough ass question to ask you. And I know you're going to have to give me an answer that you probably can't give me, but I got to ask it anyway. ESPN. I've been on ESPN. I spent some time there. I respect what ESPN does. I love the opportunity ESPN gave me when I was there. I love the people that, you know, I was able to meet, I was able to network with, I was able to work with. But Jay Will, if you ain't one of them big dogs, ESPN put you in that little closet in the back.
You know, kind of like what they did with Max Kellerman when he left ESPN First Take. They put him on some other show. I don't even know the name of the show. And Jay Williams, he's never been in the bit spotlight like a Stephen A. Smith. And I believe that Pat Beverly is actually saying that, hey, you deserve that kind of spotlight. And Jay Williams, he's never gotten that.
And I feel like for a person, especially for you, who's played the sport, and now you don't just do basketball, you do everything, but just a person who's been an athlete, who's worked with ESPN, I think it's about time for you to get out that closet, Jay Will. I ain't gonna lie to you, gang. I enjoy people's point of views, but when it comes to like someone who's played the sport, who knows what they're talking about, who understands and has history and background behind it, I think that you got to be and especially you're a point guard. You know, I feel like you could have a lot more opportunity, man. So how do you feel about your status at ESPN?
My contract is up in 3 months, man.
Good for you.
So one of the things that I've been, well, first off, is that like an open invitation? Are you recruiting me?
It sounded like it, didn't it?
No. I felt like I was in a free agent like talk, Ty. You know what I mean? Like,
did I do a good job?
You're tired of the producers calling the video.
Good for you, though.
How can I say this? But I'm going to say it anyway, because this is part of the problem. You can never really be your fucking self, right? And me, PB, one of the reasons I've always rocked with you, I've always fucked with you as a person, is because you are a dog, man. Like, you are hungry all the time, and that's how I'm built. I don't care if you're Stephen A. Smith. I don't care if you're my boy Alan Hahn or Max Kellerman. We can sit up here and do the tit for tat, you know, play the innuendos, you know, let me give you a tease. We can do all that. And look, I get how the media industry works, and I get how those are cliffhangers in which social media feeds on and articles.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
...feed on, and it feels like media cannibalizing media right now. And I get how that game is played, but sometimes that game gets boring to me, dog. Like, I like trenches type talk. I went from being a second pick in the draft, PB, to being in the G League, to being cut. Like, I had to ride a 15-hour bus ride. So but I also didn't play 15 years. So, look, there's a part of me, man, that what's the new age Ernie Johnson? Like, but business oriented, but can kick it with anybody. Because I'd rather cater to your skills, because you still play in the league. You know way more about the league than me. I watch with a different type of eye, though. And I feel like being around people like you, you know, being around people like KD before that popped off, which that was squashed, but it's only enhanced my way of thinking about how I see business and how I see media and how I see what dudes are about to thrive for. Like, we got this new media rights deal coming on.
So, of course, this is like a whole entire hour and 32-minute show, man. But I believe that Jay Williams right there, yeah, he pretty much said that, yeah, ESPN, it's a bunch of fake stuff. It's all stage. It's not real and authentic, you know, at all. It's probably more scripted like the WWE. I believe that's exactly what he was getting at right there. And he said that he's not allowed to be his authentic self. Now, remember when the whole Jerry Jones photo actually came down? Remember, Jerry Jones was, what, 15 years old back in 1730? He was standing in the background. The media narrative was Jerry Jones is a racist. Well, Jay Williams actually came out and said that Jerry Jones needs to denounce racism. Yeah, he actually did that. A photo that was 65 years old or something like that. And he actually came out and said that, because that is the narrative that needed to be pushed over there at ESPN, it seemed. He did that. Now, just talked about Stephen A. Smith, flipped on Tom Brady. I mean, you notice certain things over there on ESPN. Now, some of these people have their own other platforms as well. Like I said, Stephen A. Smith, he says certain things on his podcast that, and it's actually takes that he probably wouldn't actually take on First Take. So that's why I said, you know, Stephen A. Smith, he plays to the audience. So when he's on the ESPN platform, he's pretty much going to stay in line with what ESPN wants. But if he gets out there, he's talking to Hannity or somebody else. Like, he actually talking about he likes Chris Christie better than all of the other people actually running as Democrats. Now, of course, Chris Christie is actually a Republican. Now, of course, talking about Fox News and that kind of thing, of course, is not related to sports. But ESPN has pretty much moved over into the political world. And it may be all scripted. I believe that Jay Williams is right about this. Yeah, you probably can't be yourself over there at ESPN. You probably can't. And I would much rather be people be authentic. That's why I actually like, you know, what we're doing right here. Sports Wars, other ones as well. We don't have the corporate media in our ears telling us what to say and what to believe. Those debate shows, man. Yeah, most likely. Most of it is probably scripted. Most of it is probably fake. Doesn't sound like Jay Williams is actually going to go back to ESPN when his contract is over. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.